Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, the podcast with the Rodcast, Smodcast, Bodcast. I don't know, I got into that before I thought it through. Anyway, here we are. It is Friday, May 13th. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and let's see what's going on in the news. Looks like the White Mountain Visitor Center opening will be delayed. The White Mountain Visitor Center in Bishop will be delaying their first day of operation. The new projected opening day is May 24th. Staffing shortages and unforeseen circumstances right before the planned original date for operations have led to the decision to postpone opening for the summer season. Visitors looking to acquire wood permits can email sm.fs.nofw_permit@usda.gov. Here's a smarter idea. Go to EasternSierraNow.com, click on the story. There's the link. With their request, or go to the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center that is open 7 days a week. Those looking for wilderness permits can click on or visit the link again at EasternSierraNow.com for at-home permit printing instructions and information. So, just a few more days to wait. Not really a big deal. But if you need something, definitely come over to Eastern Sierra Now, click on those links, or just head to their visitors center. There's a current state of the INYO from the U.S. Forest Service. That just basically says what roads are open, what's closed, what as far as forest stuff goes, what campgrounds are open, what's closed, what services are available, what's not. It's huge, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. So just head over to Eastern Sierra. I've been down that road before, and it doesn't end well. So just head over to EasternSierraNow.com, where you can find that information right there, super handy, right in front of you. Makes it easy. Plan your camping trip. Got Mammoth Lakes Recreation this week. Is the Whitmer Pool is scheduled to open for the 22 summer season Wednesday, May 18th for lap swim and Mammoth Lakes swim team practice. The pool opening was delayed due to unseasonal weather and to complete required maintenance and operational improvements. The Whitmer Pool is located at 904 Benton Crossing Road, adjacent to the Whitmore Recreation Area. Please visit the Whitmore Pool website, which you can find the link at Eastern Sierra Now. Follow us, or them, excuse me, on Facebook, or call the Parks and Recreation Department at 760-965-3690 for the lap swim schedule, fees, and stroke improvement lessons. Summer camps are just around the corner, beginning June 13th, and we're excited to get the adventures underway. In order to participate in any of our recreational programs, theirs, not ours, your child needs to complete a 22 waiver. Just one waiver for the whole year. Well, that's awesome. You can get the link to that at Eastern Sierra Now. Waivers for summer camps are due on Wednesday, May 18th. So that's coming up pretty quick. So you better get on that if you're wanting to get in there. Again, go to EasternSierraNow.com. You can find the waiver there. They can be completed in either English or Spanish. If you miss the deadline, your position will be offered to the first position on the wait list. Any balance on your account will also need to be paid by this time. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact Parks and Rec at townofmammothlakes.ca.gov or call 760-965-3690. You know what's awesome? Summer. You know what's even more awesome than that? Legos. There is a summer Lego camp in Mammoth. I'm not kidding. Parks and Rec are excited to welcome back Play Well Technologies, who will be hosting two new Lego camps this summer. Pokemon with Legos, what? July 5th through 8th, and Minecraft with Legos. I think I'm going to sign up for this. I'll just put on like a little kid outfit and just show up and play with Legos all day. That sounds awesome. Minecraft will be August 8th through 12th. So they're for ages 6 through 11. Please register online with Play Well Technologies. I don't have a link for them. It's play-well, W-E-L-L. They're the guys that make Lego, I'm pretty sure. And it's technologies with just a K. T-E-K-N-O-L-O-G-I-E-S. For scholarship opportunities, please contact Recreation Manager Kat Kelly at 760-965-3697. That's probably your best bet for figuring out how to get your kid into that, is just call Kat there. Again, 760-965-3697. There are spaces still available for the summer soccer camps. That's ages 3 to 14. The dates are as followed. June 13th through 17th and June 27th through July 1st, July 11th through 15th, July 25th through 29th, and August 1st through 5th. So for more information about this, full day and half day programs available. These are the guys that come over from the UK that are professional soccer guys, and they teach your kids how to play. Please register directly with the UK International Soccer and Challenger Sports. Both of those are linked at EasternSierraNow.com. For scholarship opportunities, please contact Recreation Manager, again, Kat Kelly, 760-965-3697. Okay, you keep thinking, stop talking about kids stuff, Jess. Well, here we go. Adult softball begins June 13th. Get your team together. Join our co-ed or men's slow pitch softball league this summer. All abilities welcome. League play begins June 13th at Shady Rest Park. Registered teams can schedule practice beginning in May. Please email or call the Parks and Recreation Department at, again, 760-965-3690 for information or to register your team. Hey, you know what else is going on here? Parks and Rec, they're hiring. You passionate about recreation? If you're looking for an opportunity that would allow you to play a crucial role in the oversight and development of recreation programs at the Town of Mammoth Lakes Community Recreation Center, apply now. They are looking for a dedicated recreation supervisor to join their growing Parks and Rec department with a primary focus on delivering year-round programming and supervision of operations of the facilities. You can apply at EasternSierraNow.com. So, if you'd like to know more about that, you can always sign up with the Mammoth Parks and Recreation newsletter, which is at the Town of Mammoth Lakes website, or head over to EasternSierraNow.com, usually on Fridays, because that's when they post it out. We post the whole thing so we can get that out there to you guys, and you can know what's happening in Mammoth Lakes. Mammoth Lakes. That's Mammoth Tourism. I just get their little song stuck in my head, and you know how it goes. What else we got here? A little bit of a fishing report. This comes from our buddy Fred Rowe. Our usual guy, Chris Leonard, has been swamped, so he hasn't gotten anything out to us yet. But I was told after this weekend, he's going to start his report. So we will be stoked to have that back, because Chris always does such a great job. But in the meantime, I wanted to get you some information out there about what's going on in the different fisheries. So we got this from our buddy Fred. We have fresh snow on the White Mountains and the Sierra Mountains, and followed up with temperatures in the low 90s. Welcome to spring in the Eastern Sierra. Wind continues to hamper fly fishers in the Eastern Sierra. When the wind does not blow, the fishing has been fun. Cutthroats are in the Crowley Lake tributaries. Remember that the Owens River is the only tributary open to fishing. The other tributaries open up on the Saturday before Memorial Day. Blue, wing, olive mayflies, crane flies, midges, pale, morning, dun mayflies, and caddies are hatching, and the trout are feeding on them. Flows have stabilized, and water is clearing in the lower Owens River in the wild trout section. Nymphing has been the best productive, despite seeing hatches of crane flies, mayflies, and caddies. Euro nymphing has been more productive than the indicator nymphing. On the Euro rig, olive quillidigons? That's probably right. Stoner nymphs and Butano nymphs have been the most productive. Under an indicator, a beadhead flashback gold-ribbed hare's ear, beadhead flashback pheasant tail nymph, and stoner nymph have been producing wild brown trout to 14 inches. The hatches of blue wing olives and pale morning duns have been sporadic, with the swallows eating more than the trout. Not all waters are equal when it comes to finding rising trout to the mayflies. Move around to find runs or holes where trout are feeding selectively on these insects. The Hot Creek interpretive site, spring storms are blowing in and blowing out, making it hard to fly fish on Hot Creek. The trout are staying on the bottom, feeding on nymphs when the wind blows. Fishing with midge nymphs and pupae, I think that's it, in zebra or tiger midge coloration, and beadhead flashback pheasant tailed nymphs is producing a few fish. It's a good time to work a streamer down into the deep holes and runs dead, drifted, or striped. I like fishing with size 6 olive woolly buggers. That's pretty much was what I did in college. Balanced perch patterns are working also. So the upper Owens River above Benton Crossing Bridge, the cutthroats are in the system and moving upstream. The run started out in the lower section of the upper Owens River in the areas of the monument. Now the cutthroats are above Benton Crossing Bridge. The Long Ears area of upper Owens River has a few cutthroats. Fly fishers need to move around and find where they are concentrations of the trophy cutthroats. The cutthroats are taking nymphs and streamers. I'm fishing with the stoner nymphs, also my college nickname, and grown gold prince nymphs. That was my graduate school nickname. Meyer's mini leeches in gray and whites are working well. Woolly buggers, hornbergs, and spruce flies, and those were all my girlfriends, are fooling the trophy trout. Crowley Lake. When the wind is not howling, Crowley Lake is producing trout for fly fishers nymphing in 12 to 20 feet of water. Sandy Point, Six Bays, and McGee Bay are where the guides are fishing as well as everyone else. Tiger midges and zebra midges have been the fly of choice. Be sure to move your flies every few minutes after giving the line a slight pull. Be ready for a grab as this action attracts the fish to your midges. A few fly fishers have been getting rainbows, browns, cutthroats, perch, and chubs on their midges. I'm not even going there on that one. We're just going to move on. So last one here, Bishop Creek Canal. Wild brown trout are providing the action for fly fishers. This is a great spot for beginning to learn how to fly fish. Fishing a beadhead flashback pheasant tail nymph or a beadhead flashback gold-ribbed hare's ear. Who comes up with all these names anyway? As an indicator, it's producing brown trout to 16 inches. There is no break from the wind when fly fishing the canal. When the wind lies down, the fly fishing has been really good. So again, thank you, Fred, for that. Fred Rowe at Sierra Bright Dot Fly Fishing Guide Service here in Bishop. Great guy. If you want to get out there, he can definitely help you out. And again, our normal guy, Chris Leonard, will be back here shortly. And hopefully we can get that going and get that up. Because, hey, that's always been our most popular thing every week was the Fly Fishing Guide. I'm just jealous. I wish I was as popular as fly fishing. There's a Mammoth Lakes Town Council meeting, and that will be May 18th, 4 p.m. So if you're interested, the Zoom link and the agenda are posted at Eastern Sierra Now. Looks like Crestview Rest Area to reopen from the winter closure, says Caltrans. Caltrans will reopen the Crestview Safety Roadside Rest Area this Sunday following extended winter closure. The rest area, which is approximately 8 miles north of the junction of US 395 and State Route 203, originally closed for the season December 12th. With this opening, Caltrans would like to remind motorists to properly dispose of their trash when using the Crestview Rest Area. The rest area sits within a wilderness area that often sees strong winds. Any trash that is not properly disposed of may blow into the woods and attract wildlife. Caltrans, District 9, has scheduled regular trash pickups for the Crestview Rest Area, but if the spring and summer travel season is exceptionally busy, it may not be able to keep up with the trash removal. If you arrive at the rest area and find the available dumpsters completely full, we ask that you please hold on to your trash until you reach the next rest area or gas station. For the latest information on rest area availability, road closures, and other conditions on the California State Highway System, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map. That's quickmap.dot.ca.gov. Download the app to your smartphone or call 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. So one of my favorite places in the world, Laws Railroad Museum. It's kind of started its own dating app here, from what I'm reading. No. But they have become a matchmaker. Exciting news. Most of you know the historical significance of the 1883 Agent's House. You know, that's the one that's right next to where the trains park. It's yellow. It's really cool. Go inside. It's all kind of renovated out like it was 1850 or whatever the heck it is. I guess 1883, Jesse, if you just listen to yourself speak. And you know that without a docent available, the house remains shuttered. What you may not know is we are working to have the house open daily for everyone to enjoy. We are delighted to report we received a grant from the City of Bishop dedicated to prepare the interior for visitors. Our Adopt-A-Building program, along with support from the county venue, Inyo, will help us to have the exterior painted just as soon as the weather allows. This is where you have the opportunity to lend a hand. The agent's house desperately needs a new roof. Patching will no longer work on the already three-layer thick roof. We have a licensed contractor lined up. We just need the funds to make it happen. You can be a part of a true collaborative effort for the greater good and help to preserve the historical building for another 139 years. Thanks to one of our generous members, you can double your impact, dollar for dollar. Your donations to the 1883 Agents House Roof Fund will be matched up to $10,000 for donations received between May 15th and June 15th. What does that mean? If all the donations that we decide to give them is less than $10,000, or up to $10,000 is a better way of saying that, there is a generous benefactor that it looks like is will not be named, that will add that same amount, so it will double what they get. So if they can get $10,000 donated, they'll wind up with $20,000 to put towards fixing this place up. And that's one of the cooler ones on the property. It's really worth it. So absolutely, if you can just donate $20, $50, $100, $10,000, do that. It's such a great cause. Oz Museum is an amazing place. I've loved that my entire life. It's one of my favorite places on the planet. I've shot many movies there. It's a wonderful spot. So definitely, let's figure out how to help them out if we can. Together, we can accomplish anything. To make your tax-deductible donation, please make checks payable to Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site, P.O. Box 363, Bishop, California, 93513. You can log on to www.lawsmuseum.org, click Join Our Family, then one-time donation. And if you're there, then you can click Donate Money. We look forward to seeing you soon, and thank you for your support. And they've got some really cool little art here to check out. So if you're interested, head over to Eastern Sierra now. Check that out. But please, if you can donate any money whatsoever, please do. They could so use it. And that place is so amazing out there. We are so lucky to have that. So let's do what we can to help them out. So one thing that's exciting, and I'd like to point out that I actually took a phone call during this newscast, received this information, and came back on to read this. But now I'd like to talk about it. I have talked about this a little bit before. Our app, Eastern Sierra Now, is releasing a mobile app. Nobody else has that. We're awesome. So what this will do is basically change the game. Imagine you want to know what happened at the school board meeting last night. So instead of needing to look up on Facebook, go to the school board, nobody posted it. Okay, let me look on Bishop 411 on Facebook. Nobody posted it. Hey, if I look on Instagram, maybe I can find out on Instagram. I'll go look at all the different places on Instagram. Nope, can't see it. Don't know where it's at. Go to any of the other news sources in the area. Wait, nobody posted about it. What's going on here? Of course, if you went to Eastern Sierra Now, it would be posted there because we post everything and try to do as fast as possible. But you know it would be even better than that? If you could just click a button on your phone. And boom, there it is, Eastern Sierra Now app. We have created it, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there in the palm of your hand. All the news you want to know, let's say you just want to know about Mammoth, you can click right there, Mammoth News, there it is. You just want Bishop, there it is. You want to sign in and say, I just want to know about school stuff and nothing else, there you go. You're going to get notifications when school stuff is posted. One of the big things that's being built into it right now, this is a big project, but it's going to be awesome, is dining and entertainment. And what that'll get you is, let's say you want to decide, let's just take another one here, because you definitely aren't the person I'm talking about here, but you relate, and you'll see what I mean. So let's say that I'm some tourist driving in from San Diego, and I'm coming up for the weekend to go fishing. I don't know the place very well, and I want to know where the best place to eat is. You click on dining, there you go. Every single dining option in the entire area will be there. I'm thinking Mexican food. Click that. Boom. All the Mexican food places are posted there. Okay, I'm thinking Astorgas. That sounds great. So you click on Astorgas. There's Astorgas menu. There's videos showcasing Astorgas food and what they do better than other people or whomever. You know what I mean? That's what this will be. That simple. Oh, you think that's not enough? Well, then what you'll do is see the local events calendar. You want to know when Giacomo's playing next at the local restaurant somewhere? You can click on that and boom, there's his schedule. You want to know Astorga's calendar? Who's playing where and when and what? You can. You can click that and you'll see. This will change everything, ladies and gentlemen, because before, it was always word of mouth. You always had to go find it. You hope that Burger's Restaurant posts their calendar of events. You hope that Liberty Bar posts their calendar of events. or their drink specials, or their food specials. Well, this is the opportunity for that to happen, all in one place. This is going to change everything. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want this. Well, if all goes well, we are going to be releasing this Monday morning. So, over the weekend, as long as everything goes fine, Monday morning, there will be a live app that you can download. Now, there is one little catch. It is only for iPhones right now, smart iPhones. We do have the Android one built, but there's a lot of programming between Android and then getting to the Android platform that allows it to then be downloaded by you. And that's what we're working on now. So for sure, as long as, like I said, nothing goes wrong, the iPhone app is working. I've been using it for about a month now, and it's really awesome. You can put that out and be good to go Monday. You will have the app in your hand, Eastern Sierra Now. You want this podcast? There'll be a button right there. Boom, podcast. There you go. I can't tell you enough of how this is going to change things and how it's going to make things great. And what will happen in the future, because you never know. Tomorrow I might come up with a really cool idea and we're going to do it. You know what I mean? But right now we're sticking with these basics just to get it out there and make sure that it's something that you guys can all start using, start appreciating, start just having it be a tool in your regular life. You can find out so easily what's going on. You know, and I try to make it sound like it's some space age thing. Oh, well, we're really ahead of everybody. No, we're just, the Eastern Sierra is kind of behind everybody. So all I'm doing is finding what other people are doing and then doing it. But hey, we need it. We got to move forward. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be me. So that's what's going on with Eastern Sierra Now. I'm super excited to announce that. So yeah, watch for it. Monday, there should be buttons all over the website and our social media, and you can find it in the iTunes App Store. Is that what it's called? Basically, all over the place. You should be able to start finding this. So please, get on there, download it, try it. Let me know. There will be places to comment on the stories. There'll be places to just comment if you want to get a hold of Eastern Sierra Now. If you don't see those, you can go to info@easternsierranow.com. Let me know what you think of the app once you have it. Is it working? Is it not working? Is there glitches? Is there anything that you found that I need to know, because I can fix it? We've been beta testing for a little while now, and I think we've got everything kind of fixed, but you never know. You know how it is with software and stuff like that. Computers, am I right? So check that out for me Monday. Head over there and get it. If you don't see it Monday, it means something happened, so keep checking every day, because we will get it out for sure next week. I'm just hoping Monday morning it'll be ready to go. So that's going to be it for today. Thank you so much for listening to Eastern Sierra Now. Remember to get that app. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. It'll make French fries in 3 different sizes, and it'll plan your trip to Italy. I'm making all this up now. Don't hold me to that. I don't want to get sued. All right, everybody. Love y'all. Have a good weekend, and we will talk to you Monday, hopefully, from the Eastern Sierra Now app. Peace.